Cam, how the ribs feel?
They feel great. Every day is an opportunity to get better. My body feel better, and you know, it's been a great process, and you know, today is no different. I'm excited to see those guys play tomorrow. You know, and it's see this whole team form into what the 2014 Panthers will be all about.
First day or two, were you having trouble with even breathing? Was it that kind of injury where it hurt to walk?
Well, it was just the soreness like any other injury. You know, it's obvious that my ribs was hurting, but I'm moving forward, trying to stay positive and optimistic about, you know, this whole process. It's been giving me even a greater focus on, you know, trying to heal my ankle at the same time. So,
is there any doubt that you will be in the starting lineup against Tampa Bay?
There's no doubt in my mind. You know, like I said, I'm just going to worry about the things that I can control. I'm going to continuously come in and get as much treatment as possible so that my body will be 100%.
Was it one rib or two ribs that got the crack?
It was ribs.
It was ribs.
Yeah, it was hurting. So, you know, it's okay now. My thing is this, you know, be the best teammate that I can be as possible. You know, make my body as comfortable as possible. So, you know, when game time is, you know, when I'm called upon during game time, you know, it won't be nothing to be held back.
You said the rib felt great. Does it actually feel great?
You think I'll lie to you guys? No lying by me. You know, I'm being honest. You know, my main focus each and every day is to get better. I know that because I have an obligation to uphold with this team. With being one of the leaders on this team, you know, I come in, try to impact this team as much as possible with whatever is expected or asked of me. And, you know, whether it's treating my body, that's what it's going to be. If it's, you know, talking to, you know, the rookies, you know, getting lectured by myself, by coaches, you know, I'm whatever I'm needed to do.
Cam, you had pads on today. Was right. That to get back in the feel of it? And
well, this is my first time. I wanted to do something that I've always done at least one time a week, you know, put on pads. It was no precautionary reasons. You know, just putting my pads on just to put them on. Somewhat of a superstitious thing, if not more than anything.
How much of a setback is this for you getting ready for the opener?
No setback at all. Like I said, I'm controlled the things that I can control. I'm excited about the opportunity, and each day, you know, brings me more confidence that I am getting closer to 100%.
Said last week you're not a sliding type of guy. Is that philosophy about to change?
That's crazy because, you know, after y'all guys asked me that question, I kept thinking about that on the bus ride away from the stadium to the airport. I'm like, dang, they sure did just ask me this question. But, you know, I am who I am, and things do happen. And, you know, one thing you know playing this game, that you will get hurt sooner or later. Now, that's not something to be encouraged about, whether it's just soreness, broken bones, you know, turf toe, hangnail, splinter, doesn't matter. You know something's going to happen. This is a physical sport and needs to be played that way. But the things that I can't control is to come in and be with RV as much as possible these next couple of days.
I'm sorry. Will you wear a specially designed type of black jacket? I know you had one on.
Nothing's different. You know, than the obvious that, you know, I hurt the rib section of my body. You know, the pads that I've had, you know, has been nicked to a degree, but nothing to the extent that it changed my playing style or to make me uncomfortable.
So you aren't going to change your sliding style?
I guess we will all just have to stay tuned and see.
Was that the most pain you've ever had on a field?
Absolutely not.